The Sierra Club sued La Crosse-based Dairyland Power Cooperative in 2010 over alleged violations of the Clean Air Act. Last year, Dairyland quit burning coal at three power plant units at Alma. Now under a deal with the EPA and U.S. Justice Department, the company has agreed to spend $150 million on better pollution controls at three plants at Alma and Genoa. At least $2 million will be spent on a solar energy project, weatherization efforts will increase, and Dairyland will pay close to $1 million in fines, though the firm admits no violations of the law. The Sierra Club's Bruce Nillis says the agreement should bring cleaner air and help Wisconsin catch up to other states on solar.
Solar has dropped in price 75% over the last 4 years. It's taking off around the world, and we have a tremendous opportunity to really get solar going here and create manufacturing jobs at home.
Nillis says the Sierra Club is also encouraging Dairyland Power to make more use of wind energy. Dairyland Vice President Bob Palmberg won't commit to that, but says Dairyland is boosting use of renewables.
We've added up to 12% of our recent energy requirements have been renewables, and a large piece of that is wind. We have added lots of wind in the recent past and are continuing to look at projects moving forward.
Palmberg says the new agreement should not increase electricity rates much beyond increases planned for some previously scheduled anti-pollution work. The agreement with Dairyland continues a string of other air pollution settlements, both in Wisconsin and elsewhere in the U.S. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.